The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
Much bad smoking. Wedding yes. Coop.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show!
Oh, hello boys and girls, this is Santa Claus, and I want to talk to you about my newest movie just for you. It's Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny. Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny is a delightful story of how I'm stuck in the snow. I mean, no, the sand in the south, and I need to be rescued. But by who? Do you know? A horse? A dog? Who? Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny will be playing this Saturday and Sunday matinees only at a theater near your home. See your newspaper for the nearest theater. See you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 46, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Bede, the terrible Aussie, and with me, as always, are my two lovely co-hosts. First up, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm here. I'm back. I'm so not ready to watch today's film, but this is the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We do this for our listeners.
Exactly, exactly. And also, I just like to torture you guys as well. But
giving you the middle finger. Subscribe to Patreon where you can see it in action.
So many middle fingers just pointed at me right about now. But
one shocking also... dark too, my friend. You get the full shocking dark. This movie, course... I have not seen a single frame of it, and I'm already mad at you.
Yep. That's how I feel.
Yes. But also with us is the Canadian portion of this podcast, the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. Glad to be back. survived Mizapalooza last week.
Indeed.
I don't know if I've recovered from Mizapalooza last week. I don't know if I've recovered from being laughing his head off at the Santa gnome. Or the Christmas camel toe. Oh my god!
The Christmas camel toe needs to go in the Hall of Fame. I got to figure that out.
I think the Christmas camel toe definitely needs to.
So and, is it going to be just? Is it going to be a zoom in of like Paige's crotch in the booty shorts?
I think, or at least a shot of the entire shorts, I would say, and then people can look for the camel toe from there. But. As we sort of stated on the last episode, we kind of switched things around. So, because originally last week's episode was going to be my pick, but we switched it around to make the last episode Batch's pick. So this week's episode is my pick. And I believe I have picked this a doozy of a film.
Marcy B didn't get the memo. We're bumping his movie again this week.
Damn it. But that being said, though, I've decided for, because it's my pick, so I've decided to pick a film that has been known out there in the world as the worst Christmas film ever made. And you know me, I like to pick the worst of the worst, or maybe sometimes the best of the worst. So for this episode of the show, I have picked a film that I have not seen. Oh, well, technically, I watched the first 10 minutes to have a bit of a taste of what this film is like. And I can tell you right now, both Marcy and Batch are going to hate me after this podcast. And yes, the film in question is Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny from the 1972, I believe. I could be wrong, isn't I? Yeah, 72.
That sounds like a 70s porn film.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Are we watching porn, Bede?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. I am disturbed because if you ask me what the hell was going on in that first 10 minutes I saw, I couldn't be able to tell you what was going on. But
is this podcast preview going to get us demonetized from YouTube?
I hope not, because I have a feeling. I have a good feeling. Whatever happens during the course of this 70-minute film, and luckily it is only 70 minutes, but being that we're on Tubi,
it's 70 minutes. Oh, God.
It's going to be at least 4 hours long. We're going to go in for a ride. But that being said, though, we might be into something special because I know Riff Trax have done this film a whole bunch of times for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of their most popular Riff Trax out there. So
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe this film is hilariously bad. I'm not sure. But it does have a cult following. So that kind of says something as well. Maybe it says nothing at all, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. That being said, I have a feeling you both are going to hate me after this film.
Can we institute a rule on this podcast that if we really fucking hate a movie, Bede misses his next two picks?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
okay.
No fair.
I put the hammer down. Done.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Indeed.
But before we get to the movie, we've got to lay down the ground rules, as we usually do. So what you do is go to Tubi and look up the film Santa and the Ice Cream Buddy. And from based on my information, this film is screening everywhere on Tubi, so that's easy to find. We're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five. And then when I say go, that way you play the film. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure even if you don't have Tubi and you're part of the world or just not interested in watching the film, I'm pretty sure the episode itself is still...
Or you have better things to do than watch regardless. Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Yeah.
Yes. But however, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do like to play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up during the course of this film, I will shout out ad. And that way you pause the film and then we'll let you know when the ad is over. Then you can restart the film, but we'll make sure to give timestamps. So that way the audio commentary will be in sync with the film as you're listening to it. So let's do this for the film. I'm pretty sure that's going to make me the most hated person alive. let's do this. Batch, Marcy, are you ready for some Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny?
No.
Oh, my connection is freezing.
Nothing's
See, we don't like it when one of us like cuts out during the show, or if one of our internet is shoddy or something like that. But I have a feeling both of you are actually praying for that to happen to one of you during the course of the episode.
Yep. Ooh, I want it to happen. I'm sorry.
I am such an evil person, but let's get started on this movie. I'm counting us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. I think, Batch, your microphone's stuffing up again. Or are you just not talking on purpose? No, I can't hear shit from Batch. He's gone. I can't hear him. His audio is gone. He did not want to borrow this movie.
His microphone gave out.
Microphone died. Because, you know, what the... That's Snoopy.
That is Snoopy.
Because I'm pretty sure we needed to find out what Batch was smoking. Oh, it's Annabelle.
Oh, no. This is a contract.
This was not a bit. My legit said, fuck this movie.
It legit did.
I honestly thought it was a bit for a second. And I was playing along and like, oh, no, it wasn't.
That's not the North Pole. There's no snow. That's broken cardboard. What is it, Bede? Seriously. Anyway, yes. Batch!
Batch is smoking original stash from Hexo, so. I need a functional 16 to get me through this goddamn movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not enough weed in the world to get us through this movie.
So Santa Claus is instituted slave labor, right?
Yeah.
There's no way these elves.
I was going to say, like, between this movie and the last film we did on the show, Santa's Little Helper, these Christmas movies really don't want little people to play elves in any of them.
Well, I'm already missing the Miz.
Yeah. That's why he's on my Hall of Fame this week.
It's the Miz of fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
So every Miz movie we do on this show is going to be a different movie in the Miz of fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
Santa's trapped in Florida without the reindeer who went to not the North Pole.
All right. Even though we're only about... the reindeer was like, yeah, we don't want to be in this movie. We're heading back to the North Pole or wherever the place that archive footage came from.
Mm.
And Santa Claus is just sitting here like, ugh, now I have to stay here and be a part of the rest of the movie. Ugh, ho, 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 ho.
I mean, where does he keep all the presents? That's a pretty small sleigh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's smaller than the usual kind of sleigh that we
That's all they could afford.
I mean, Santa can't bust out a Hawaiian shirt and some cargos.
I mean, how do you think you have Christmas in Australia? It's hot here. Well, meant to be hot.
They say it's Florida, but it's actually Australia.
Yeah. Bede, why did you pick this? Why?
But it was an infamous cult classic.
This says 1972, but I think they meant to put 1948. They just colorized the footage.
So basically what this movie is, based on my research.
You researched and you still picked it?
Yes.
Research.
You did as much research as an anti-vaxxer did about a vaccine, which is none.
Santa Claus can't get me vaccinated. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't trust nobody in the North Pole with some elves.
Well, he's trapped in Florida. He's pretty much fucked because there's probably a lot of anti-vaxxers down there, based on what I've heard.
Based on your research.
Based on my research. The premise of this film is Santa Claus gets lost in Florida, meets a bunch of kids, tells them the story of Thumbelina, and basically this movie does Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, where most of the footage is from another movie inserted into this one.
And what is the other movie?
It's Thumbelina.
Why? That has nothing to do with Christmas!
The other movie should be Showgirls, because that'd be a better commentary than this one.
Yeah.
I almost got you, Mercy.
Worth it, because you said Showgirls.
But we will do that show on here one day. One day it will be on Tubi.
Yes, we'll just do it for the hell of it, even if it's not.
Yep.
What the fuck is this?
I think that kid's about to jump off a building with an umbrella!
That's not how umbrellas work.
What is this? And these kids can't skateboard.
It freezes just in time as she's about to die.
What is this?
That's Miz when he was a kid from the last movie.
Well, they are wrestling.
Okay, well, even though we're...
At least with Christmas month, it's going to be easy to tie this movie back to the last movie in the Tubi Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can pretty much tie this back to Santa's Little Helper. The reason why Santa Claus is in Florida and he got lost was because Annalyn McCaw, now that she's the new ho-ho-ho, second-in-command, she mucked up the GPS and it sent him straight to Florida.
That's because she was with the
Miz. And as we established in the last commentary, Santa loves to watch porn in his onesies. And he found out that they film a lot of porn in Florida.
Mm. Yes. He purposely crashed there.
Also, Santa Claus isn't fat. And he's asleep. Which is going to be basically most of the people watching this movie.
What is this? But really, what is this?
Santa Claus is, in his dreams... is calling out to all these kids, like, psychically.
Really?
To come and rescue him, yes. Oh, there's that kid again with the umbrella.
What was that?
And he's fine.
And he was fine. It's okay.
See, that's dangerous because he leaped off the first story with a giant umbrella. That didn't even help him.
Yeah, no padding or anything on the floor. You know what we need to do for the 50th episode of To Be Tuesday? We're going to do it live, straight. We're going to do it live.
Ooh, we're doing like Shark it. Attack 3 live.
Yes.
We're gonna do it live. Let's commit to that.
We're doing it.
I think we're going to do a live stream of the 50th episode, so be there or be square. Yep.
We'll be live on wherever. We'll work it out.
Melanie, where are you?
You see, that would be a much better film if, like, the Night Killer guy was calling all these kids to be his, like, little minions. So all these kids have a Night Killer mask.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to hear the words, "Hi, I'm Chris Hansen." Because seriously, this is creepy as fuck, and I nearly killed Bede.
It's almost as if, like, the person, somebody watched Deathbed the Bed That Eats and was like, I want to do something like that, but as a Christmas film.
I'd rather be watching Deathbed right now.
At least there's fried chicken in Deathbed.
There was fried chicken in Deathbed, there was wee-wee foam, there was a man in the painting from the peanut butter solution.
See, the thing is, I was only up to probably just almost this point in the movie before I was like, you know what, I don't need this anymore. I want to experience the rest
of
it.
And you figured we should watch this from this footage.
Yes. Oh, and there's Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, for no apparent reason, are in this movie.
I was going to say, is that them? Like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and my God. And we've got an ad. We are 8 minutes and 5 seconds, and we have a fucking ad. But unlike last week, it's just the one.
Yes.
Thank God there's ads. Every time we're gonna sit up.
Can you get a Pavlova on Amazon?
Yeah, okay, we're at 8 minutes and 8 seconds.
You can get a Pavlova on Amazon.com, according to that ad. I'm looking this up.
Okay, so yes, that is Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, and I looked this up in trivia. This section was actually filmed for another movie that ran out of money, and they just inserted this footage into this film.
But why?
Well, there's a raccoon. It's Rocket.
The raccoon's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I don't want to be in this movie.
What are we watching? Why?
I just want that little pet raccoon.
This isn't an Edward D. Wood Junior movie where you can just insert whatever from whatever.
It pretty much is. Run, little raccoon, run! Get to a better movie! Get to Guardians 3! Oh, yes. All those kids I'm gonna kill have arrived.
Where's Chris Hansen?
I don't think that's a real beard.
I was about to say, I don't think that's the real Santa. Run, children, run!
These dumb kids.
So, what was the point of this movie if they just inserted random shit from other movies?
From what I understand, it was basically to pad the running time, because the movie was very short.
And what was the point? Like, what did they want to do for this? Like, what was the plot of this movie without inserting other stuff?
Well, that's the thing, though. There's not really that much information on it. All I know is, okay, it says within here, different prints feature one to two films within a film. Yeah, there's not really much information. The only other bit of trivia is that I just know that this film has sort of become an implement. Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing about this film.
You started with a trivia, but then you're like, no.
Yes. All right, children, let me tell you about the film Zadney. You see, as Santa Claus, I was meeting Nicolas Cage.
Again! With this Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer for some reason from another movie!
Are we sure they're not the same?
If there's one thing I need to tell you, children, it's beware the Christmas camel toe.
Yes, you got Pete!
Gotcha, motherfucker.
You almost made me spit, too.
Yay! I saw it coming out of your mouth.
"Hey guys, he says he's gonna give us candy. I think we should go with him."
I don't like the look of his van back there.
Make sure you subscribe to the 2B Tuesday, the Super Network Patreon, to get the video version of this.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Because I think it's the only way to watch this movie is with our video commentary.
Because I don't think I will be doing much of a preview video, because half the time I forget.
Yes. YouTube doesn't like our previews anyways, so.
Kids, right. Come back! I wanted to show you my Christmas camel toe!
No!
You're just a homeless dude without a sleigh, Santa!
Santa's just sad he doesn't have his thermals.
Oh. I wish I was in a better movie right now.
And all I wanted to visit a Brazzers set.
Oh, I've never been so hot, and I'm not talking about the weather. I'm a very sexy Santa Claus.
Batch had to say Brazzers, and now I can't stop. I want to get a screenshot from this movie and just put Brazzers on it. He's broken down in his fake taxi.
Meanwhile, at the beach, which is probably more eventful than what's been happening so far in this movie.
I'd rather
they should stitch in footage from Humanoids of the Deep.
Yes.
I would rather just watch the beach than the rest of this movie.
Wait, what?
There's a gorilla.
Oh, it's that damn Kong again.
What?
What the fuck?
What?
What is this?
What?
What is this, Frankenstein?
What?
It's like, It's a gorilla, like a guy in a gorilla costume.
Why?
It's the Miz. He's back in another costume.
Oh my god!
He's in a much better gorilla
what
costume.
What the hell? Xander's too fat for him to pull the sleigh, even though he's not even fat.
So the kids are gone out. The reason they left is they're fighting other animals to pull the sleigh.
I don't know.
There's a donkey that's obviously Prager's.
There's a donkey.
Look at that ass.
It's the Miz in horse form. I mean, in donkey form.
Oh, if that donkey doesn't work, we'll eat it afterwards.
Oh my god, what is this?
I just realized this is our third...
Santa gets to see a donkey show now.
No!
This is the third out of four movies we've done so far that take place in Florida. Because I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, so please forgive me if I am, that Santa's Little Helper was set in Florida. And also Blood Rage was set in Florida.
Yep.
We can't get away from Florida.
It's Florida month.
Yeah, apparently. Can I just ask, where did that kid find a man in a gorilla outfit who talks like a gorilla?
That was a real gorilla.
That's a pig. Somebody stole my pig. Where is it?
That's what happened to Nicolas Cage's pig.
Somebody stole my pig. Santa Claus, you son of a bitch. Where's my pig?
I'm not gonna get my truffles now.
See, I just realized basically all these animals as they're trying to pull this sleigh are basically going to be home cooked meals later on this Christmas.
Jesus!
You dumb kids, if the gorilla was going to do it, what the hell's that?
A sheep!
Bah!
They got it fresh from New Zealand.
It escaped New Zealand.
You know what the Santa's going to do to that sheep? It made him get out of the sleigh.
Oh, it's weird seeing another animal that's hairier than me. No, I don't like that. It looks like you're about to hump the
shit. I don't like these subtitles.
I told you.
He said pull harder with a sheep. I don't like this.
He also said he's going the wrong way.
Yeah. And now he's saying harder.
Let's pull it.
She is practically strangling this sheep.
That's not a euphemism.
No, I don't like this.
Maybe the sheep's into that sort of thing.
I don't like this. This is animal abuse. They clearly don't want to be there.
Dumb this sheep. Movie, oh.
This movie is podcast host abuse.
Yes. Santa, pull your own fucking sleigh, you lazy dickhead.
He's not even that fat, too. Like, why is it that hard to pull the sleigh?
I know, he's skinny. Like a skinny Santa.
Exactly.
Why are we watching this, Bede? Why?
All the better movies I could be in, like Santa Claus, or even the one where Mel Gibson plays.
There's a cow.
That's a skinny-ass cow.
It's a skinny cow.
That's an anorexic cow.
It's a very, very skinny cow.
I'm sorry, Santa. I drank milk out of its udders before getting here. That's why it's so skinny.
The kid drained the cow.
See, maybe these animals could pull the sleigh if they're all there at the same time.
You'd think, but no.
Oh, damn. What are you doing to that cow?
I don't want to know.
It's the cow from Masters of the Universe. Oh,
and it's literally called Bessie. Really?
Get that thing the fuck out of here, Billy.
Now there's a horse.
Wilbur, I don't want to help Santa Claus.
How? Oh, Jesus. Santa just said he's a nice little boy. I don't want to watch this. I really don't.
I'm pretty sure he was referring to the horse from what I read in the subtitle.
I don't know.
Marcy, we may have to enact the Bede rule for this movie.
Bede has no picks until well after episode 50.
No!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not fair.
If the horse can't pull this fucking shitty sleigh, I'm walking out of this movie.
I like how the kid is desperately trying to push that. Trying to say, go back, horse.
Bede, really, why did you look up why? Where's the fucking ice cream bunny?
This thing has been on for 20 minutes. We've got it moving. Let's go, son.
And the horse isn't moving now.
The horse is standing its ground. It's not moving. Oh, fuck you, Santa. Oh.
I don't.
He gives as hard as he gets. And this is an actual line in this movie.
I don't feel comfortable watching this. I feel like the FBI are going to come after us for watching this movie.
But Marcy, it's rated G.
No, this should be rated never to be seen by mankind.
I told you I was going to do something evil for this month on the show.
Why?
Because I'm an evil son of a bitch.
I don't like you. Okay, decided...
Suit if you're hot, you son of a...
Okay, Santa, stop talking about how much hot you are. We get it. You're a good-looking dude, but still.
We know you've got a six-pack under that suit.
I've decided to do more research than Bede on this film.
Yes.
There are actually different prints of this film.
Yeah, there's
film,
like... Yeah, there's two versions of
you
this
didn't
film.
You didn't even finish telling us.
Yeah, well, there's a 70-minute version and a 90-minute version.
Yeah, and one of them has Thumbelina, the other one has Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yep.
And another one has a Serbian film.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the 2-hour cut.
I don't want to alarm you, but I don't think Santa and any of the animals, even if you had the world's strongest man times 10, are going to move that sleigh.
Even these kids look fed up with Santa's shit.
Santa or whoever is narrating this sounds like Louise Lasser and I'm disturbed.
Did somebody call for Louise Lasser? First of all, okay.
Did you say that in this movie? Be honest.
Okay, first of all, I gotta warn all these kids here, they gotta run away. My son Todd's on a murderous rampage because he got out of the psych ward. And, I could stop him, but, I'm too busy cleaning up the flat, my house with red wine, and also I gotta finger my rotary phone, okay? Because I'm going to keep doing that and get called for my boyfriend. However, though, where's that Craven? I haven't heard from Craven yet. Is he here? Because he and I are supposed to go out on a date tonight. We're going to go to a fancy restaurant. It's called Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's going to be an all-you-can-eat meal, courtesy of him. And
we are only at 21:23.
Sorry to break it to you, but Craven is out of the country, and he told me to tell you to fuck off.
Okay, well, I'll come back tomorrow.
Not my words. Those are Craven.
Okay, I'll come back tomorrow because you know what he does. He can tell me to fuck off what he likes, but I'm gonna do that to him later on when he gets back. Okay, I'll be back.
The actual the words he said was, "Tell that bitch Louise Lasser, don't leave me alone." But
wait, is that him?
I was
pregnant.
He's out. Of, he's up in the. He's at his. He's in the Savage Land tending to his crops.
Oh well, I'll get on a plane right now and head over there and beat him. I'll be back. Ugh.
21:36, by the way, and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Look at this kid's hair.
It's a bowl haircut.
It looks like a wig.
Why is he singing?
What movie is this from?
I don't know.
Is this Jack and the Beanstalk? Is this Thumbelina? I don't know.
Is this Silent Night 5?
This was a missing scene from Deathbed the Bed That Eats.
Apparently.
Oh, why can't anyone get me out of this movie?
I also need some tweezers for my unibrow. We used to have a coach and
four. What is this?
Damn it, Bede.
Why are we watching this?
I have no apologies whatsoever.
Guys. Guys, I've got to turn this up a bit here.
Yes, please.
Is this an ad for? Is this like an ad for airplane jelly?
No, this is an ad to not watch this fucking movie.
Even that cannot make this film better.
Honestly, this is the other film. Used cow salesman.
Hey, cows. Marcy,
here you go, pass.
Yeah, thank you. Bong, bong, bong!
I was wondering what you were going to do.
You can obviously tell that this is a different movie because it has better production values than what we've been seeing so far.
Does it, boy?
Bede, you're not getting any because you're making me watch this movie. So.
Bede, you got it wrong. This is not the version with Thumbelina. This is clearly Jack and the Beanstalk.
Well,
to be fair,
I didn't know which version had this had the film.
I don't care. I was expecting Thumbelina. What is the context? Is Santa meant to be telling this story?
Yes.
Okay. Well, with that said, I'll be back because I have to go take my medication. It's nothing to do with this movie.
Mercy's not coming back.
I won't be back. I'm sorry. There'll be a wish love doll here in my place.
Marcy will be back, but it'll be the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, probably. All right. See you. Bye.
Marcy, let me help you. Marcy, I'll go help you, Marcy.
All right, now Jack. Now listen up. See these beans here. If you grow these in the backyard, you might actually get some women, and then you could actually your balls could drop finally.
Louise Lasser's in this movie.
Now that is actually she might be.
I'm her husband. I'm Louis Lasser.
Louis Lasser. This dude looks like David Soul.
Yes, that's my name, Louis Lasser. I'm in musicals, I'm in terrible Christmas movies, and I'm singing songs about Jack and the Beanstalk. My wife, Louise, she left me for that asshole, but...
Oh my god, but at least she doesn't call me anymore because I canceled my phone bill.
Is that my hot ex-husband, Louis Lasser? Now, Louis, I told
you to leave me alone. You got your alimony this month, Louise.
Louis, you know, you realize your son Todd, he's going around murdering people, so you need to come back.
That's my brother's son. You slept with my brother.
You know what? I can't help it if I slept around and I slept with your brother Lucas Lasser, but you know, he was a fine looking boy, and I just had to
take advantage. I told you all along that Todd was the bad one. You never believed me once.
It's not. Todd's the bad one. It's not Terry. Terry's the good one, okay? He's never murdered anyone. And if he did, he's never murdered anyone around me.
Terry was a good kid. What are you doing? Seriously, what are we doing?
I have no idea. But this looks like some kind of, like, high school production. And these are, like, obviously, like, costumes you can buy at some kind of secondhand shop.
Party City.
Say, guys, let's all get ready to go to the party tonight.
All right, yes.
Let's gonna go pick up some chicks.
And this dude here in the middle is, like, standing there like he's fucking Captain America with that pose.
Anyways, let's get out of
We're out of this movie.
Used cow salesman? That's when those kids stole that guy's cow.
Exactly. They stole the dude's cow, and he can't make any money.
Well, to be fair, he never fed that cow. You saw how skinny he was.
Exactly. Jack, you good for nothing. You're supposed to get us a cow, but you went and got us some bloody beans. What are we going to do to eat? Your sister, she's now going to have to work at become a sex worker now. And I have to work as a sex worker too, and you have to work as a sex worker. We all have to work as sex workers now because you couldn't buy us a cow to eat.
But Mom, there's only five guys in the town. How can we all be sex workers?
Well, because, you know, it has to happen. I don't know why Louise Lasser is making a comeback, but she is.
Well, this movie, we found out this movie is starring Louise and Louis Lasser.
Yes.
Hey, where did everybody go? I guess nobody else wants to be in this movie, too.
Are you tripping mushrooms like me right now?
Jack, you're such a dumbass.
Jack, you're a fucking idiot.
Like anyone wants beans anymore.
Everyone knows it's cannabis seeds. That's where the money is.
Ah, look at all the marijuana trees I started to grow in the backyard.
Mom, I was up all night hanging out with Santa Claus. What we up to was my business and not yours.
You were at the beach. He couldn't get his sleigh off.
The mom looks like she's at least 70 years old. Whoa! Well, that was quick.
Let me throw these beans into this painting in the background. That's not how beanstalks work.
I just like how he just heads right up.
No reason why. Nothing's up there. Just 2 seconds. Don't let me claim this thing.
Jack, you dumbass! You don't know what's up there!
I hope you fall and die. Then we'll sell your body for money.
I really hope there's no... You know what? I really hope there's no giants up here or any other kind of giant creatures. And I don't know why Jack sounds like John Travolta. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm John Travolta. I'm Jack. Jack the Beanstalk.
It's so weird. It's Beanstalk. It's so weird.
Oh, wow. Wow. Also, this movie needs... Oh, wow! A model!
What is he standing on?
I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, I don't know. He'd have to stand on something, because if he's standing on clouds, you'll fall straight through it.
Not how clouds will feed.
This Jack should have been played by Adam Sandler in this movie.
Yeah. Would that mean that Rob Schneider would be the giant?
Yes.
That would actually, also, I would watch that.
Yes, and also David Spade can play the sister.
David Spade is the goose.
Oi, you, up there, shut the fuck up with the singing!
You can't sing, you suck!
You're no Barry Manilow! And Barry Manilow, the early years. He does look like Barry Manilow now that I think about it.
He's got a Greg Brady thing going on.
I know. I like how that cut, it's obviously this is an old print, and when he was singing that high note, he's like, hey,
just another one.
Oh, dear, it looks
like he's reached the clouds.
That's actually not clouds, that's all pot smoke up there.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, I have an idea. Let's cut the beanstalk so Jack doesn't come back down again.
And then sell his shit.
We can make a lot of money from selling all of his crap.
Then we'll rent out his room as an Airbnb, even though those aren't invented yet for another 100 years.
I don't know. Like, if this is 100 years ago, the costumes they're wearing are not sort of period appropriate.
I told you Marcy wasn't coming back.
Marcy's never coming back. she put her foot down and was like, "I'm out of here." And that'd be hilarious, Batch, if you decided to do that too. And it'll just be me sitting here. Watching and commentating the movie.
Hi. I wouldn't do that to you, buddy.
Yeah. Don't worry. We only have 30. We're only halfway through this movie.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Hey, look at the size of that giant ass. I can see the Christmas camel toe from here.
I was going to say, is this porn yet, Bede?
It's about to. Wow, wow.
And Ruth Buzzy is the female giant.
Yes. I like how a hat looks like a mushroom on top of her head.
Mm-hmm. That's She's a huge bitch.
She is the Louise Lasser of giants. All right, I'm always going around.
Enough, Louise, for... I would pop 4D if the giant's name was Andre.
That would be amazing.
Like these southern goddamn woman, these vaccines in the giant kingdom. I ain't putting on no mask.
Now listen here, wife. First of all, wife, we're not going to be taking any vaccines because of two reasons. Number one, COVID ain't real. And number two, the syringes are so small, we wouldn't be able to feel.
Everybody knows that COVID hasn't made it to the giant kingdom yet. That's some down low on the ground bullshit.
I was watching Giant Fox News, and they told us it's all fake.
Giant Fox News is Fox News, just giants.
I like how this giant has a southern accent, and he's like, oh, 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 with his singing voice.
I'm singing like this, man. Hi-ho.
His V-line is, like, long on his shirt. It's, like, almost down to his belly button.
Hey, Bede, how many patrons do we need to get you in that outfit?
I would say it at least is another 5 patrons.
Okay.
Oh, honey, stop being such a dumbass and just eat your bloody cereal.
To be fair, though, his chair does look comfy.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to eat all this food, and it's going to get all my beer so I can save it for later.
Now, bring me my magic can.
Yes, dear. My magic can!
I didn't know Jimmy King was the giant.
Hey,
oh my god, Marcy, you came back. I thought you abandoned us.
I wanted to. Yeah, good.
Don't worry, we're only halfway through this movie.
You came back at a perfect time. Jimmy King is the giant.
Oh.
From Ready to
and
Rumble?
Yes.
And the giant is... And the giant has a southern accent and he's an anti-vaxxer. And well, Jack in the story is from a family of sex workers. Don't worry, you can listen back to hear all that subplot of the story.
You also missed the 5 minutes of dialogue between Louise Lasser and her husband, Louis Lasser, who's in this movie, too. Oh.
Wow. Well, I just threw up everything I've ever eaten after watching those 20 minutes of whatever of this movie. Hence, I was gone for a little while.
Look at the golden goose! It's made out of cardboard and paper!
He just noticed it now! It's been there for ages!
It was so small!
You couldn't even, use, color tinfoil.
Nah. And she had to wipe away all the crumbs from it.
The crumbs would be, at least this big to cook to Jack.
But, Jesus. And why is Jack dressed like a Brady Bunch member?
Look at this green screen! Look at it! This green screen's amazing! It's very obvious he's walking across in front of the giant. That goose was not small before.
I'm gonna make this bigger.
The goose was bigger. Oh, there's all the smoke from you and Batch having a smoking session.
That's from the bong.
That's what my studio looks like after a movie. Allegedly.
That's what my cleansing session's gonna look like.
Oh, the vaccines ain't real! Oh, wait, what?
I knew I smelled someone.
He smelt you!
Ow, I hurt my hand!
That table moved. Oh my god, another ad. Why
he
is... He
took my golden fried chicken!
Yes!
Yes!
Also, why are we getting ads for Amazon on Tubi?
Because fuck you, Tubi, that's why.
Yeah. They're like, you could be watching better shit than fucking Tubi.
We could be watching real movies, but we're not.
It's the fucking same ad!
It's the same ad twice!
Where's our sex site ad we love so much?
It disappeared.
Marcy, have they emailed you back yet for sponsorship on this show?
Yeah. They didn't like us, so we don't get their ads anymore.
They know all and see all.
Yeah.
I will still show their products, even though they don't like us.
And Batch is probably really confused about the cricket in
that
ad.
We're back, and the time is... What's the time, Marcy?
Time to change the movie!
Yep.
38 minutes and 6 seconds.
Yeah. Did we decide what's it gonna take for you to wear this?
We've already done that joke.
Yeah, we did. The giant's outfit's gonna be 5 more subscribers.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the kid, not the giant.
Oh, well, this kid's only 2 more subscribers.
Mm. Why does it look like he's climbing down and in the background is just a sheet?
It is.
I guess it is.
What era are they supposed to be in?
The 1870s?
Oh, Jack, that's not
but
a
But it's
hand
not
hand.
Even real!
Where do you think I'd been? I climbed on the beanstalk.
You saw me climb on the beanstalk moment, sister.
I thought that was his grandma.
It's Peter Parker and Aunt May.
And the other one's the other Aunt May.
Yes. It's when the multiverse is crossing.
Yep. So is the actual golden goose supposed to be alive?
I don't know. It's just like you did. Look at it.
It's paper mache.
That's not how golden hands work.
Can the hand count as fried chicken?
I thought it was supposed to be a goose.
I think it was meant to be a goose, but they keep saying head. Either they don't know the difference between birds, or they're just like, oh, it's a hen. It looks more like a hen than a goose, so we'll call it that.
First of all, birds don't exist. They're not real.
Birds are really robots sent from the future to spy on us and to make sure we take the vaccine. That's my newest character.
Is this Lewis Lasser?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Lewis Lasser. My ex-wife cheated on me after she said the good kid went to the asylum. I don't believe for a second. I know that little dipshit. He's the real killer.
Ooh.
So I cancel my phone bill so she won't fucking call me no more because she's called me 10 times a day. I got better shit to do. I got magic beans to sell.
Yeah, true. What the fuck?
It's Honey and Cher!
He's got a camel toy!
He's got a camel toy!
It's totally supposed to be like Honey and Cher.
It's not even just a camel toe. His balls are like on either side of the slit of his pants.
It's meant to be Sonny and what? Cher with a camel toe.
I got you, babe, indeed.
What are we watching?
My man had a vagina. That's strange.
I don't know what was going on in his pants.
Wow. Why wasn't I played by Christopher Walken? Say, kid, would you want some magic beans? Wow! Hey, look, it's David Spade.
Once again, I'm asking, what the fuck does this have to do with an ice cream bunny?
This is
look at these guys!
There's an acting here.
Oh, look, it's Joe Don Baker. And Sissy Spacek.
Is this set in the 70s? Or what are we in?
I don't know. Everyone seems to dress modern, but he's dressed up like he's from the 14th century.
I don't get it.
These beans cost about $500. I can't guarantee they're magic.
These beans are really LSD.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, this whole Jack the Beanstalk subplot is basically a metaphor for drug dealing.
It is. Bead, also, can we add this guy's hair to your wig collection?
Yes, I was going to say, this dude's hair, I need it right now. Look at his hair! It's like, what is that?
I don't.
It's like doing this. It's like a wave going that way.
I don't know.
It's like his hair is trying to escape to the other side of his head.
I don't know. But also, what does this have to do with the ice cream bunny and Santa? Why are we watching this?
This is the story, Jack. I mean, the Santa Claus is telling the children the past.
Why? What does this have to do with anything? This was meant to be that he was stuck in the sand for some reason because it was a shit sleigh.
See, Marcy, this is what I'm saying. This movie basically is the 70s version of Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, where basically 40 minutes of that film is just basically reused footage from another movie.
Why the fuck are we watching? Just wait till next week. It's my pick.
Marsha.
Why do you want to risk your life on a silly mechanic? Oh my god! Why?
Marcy is angry right now.
None of this movie makes any sense.
I never said it was a movie. That would mean that actual effort was put into it.
I am never going to recover from this.
And batches.
I'm not bad. I'm not mad, Bede. I'm just disappointed.
Bede, you know what? You know what? Our podcast is a wrestling company, and you have just Vince McMahoned the shit out of it. Me and Batch are like, I'm Daniel Bryan, he's Adam Cole, we're peacing out to a better show.
Release me from my contract, please.
I don't even know what's breaking you.
I can guarantee you, Bede, a Pop 4D, to be fair, there will be no bullshit like this.
Yes. I'm jumping ship. Peace out.
You realize your anger is only making me stronger now. Ah!
Bede, you need to wear her outfit.
Nightcrawlers, that's kind of like chicken, but not really.
Yes. Yeah. I want to wear, I need to wear a hat.
Yeah. It's like a shower cap.
You know, for somebody who's pissed off that his golden hen that lays golden eggs has vanished, he's like, whatever.
He's just going to eat fucking bugs.
Look at those dick-shaped salt and pepper shakers.
See, what you do with those salt and pepper shakers is you grab them like this and you shake them like that, and you keep doing that until, its things start to come out.
Yeah, but you have to
You gotta do it with the shaft.
And then you gotta twist it at the top. Don't ever say shaft again!
You gotta twist it at the top like that.
No!
And then you have to salt and pepper shaker like this, right?
Exactly. And then you do it like that all over your food.
That is not going in the preview, Marcy. No. That is not going
in. I'm just gonna get the video of Bede's actions and make it a GIF. Out of context.
Just focus on
Bede going,
ah. I hope you enjoyed your dinner, you son of a bitch. This is like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the giant version.
I am so confused.
Actually, you know what? If that's what it was, and it just got super awkward and angry and for like 40 minutes, I would kind of be into that in this movie.
Yeah.
She was handling those.
Oh, look, it's a harp. That's also made out of paper mache.
She liked to handle those shafts. I mean, the salt and pepper shakers.
Look at the size of that harp!
Why is it there?
And also, her outfit looks like it's made out of a bedroom curtain.
That's why you gotta wear it.
Yes.
Fuck, how long is left of this movie?
We only have 23 minutes to go, Marcy.
Oh my god, why? Why? We haven't even seen a fucking ice cream bunny! I hate you. I really do.
Now, excuse me, husband. I'm going to take these salt and pepper shakers and do that to him.
She's going to go marry the salt and pepper shakers. Because all he does is sleep.
Typical man. He has something there and then he's like...
Yeah, fuck that.
She's gonna give the salt and pepper shakers the zip zaps.
Is he trying to steal the harp now?
His beeline's gotten bigger. It was like small, but now it's like gotten more, though. You see more of his chest hair.
He also has a unibrow. It's that smell again! It's the vaccine that Bede tried to give me yesterday!
Yeah, y'all floor people don't get the COVID up here in the Giant Kingdom. You just leave it down there. I can smell that COVID on it.
Do I smell a damn leprechaun commie Democrat around here?
Jesus.
I smell some fucking snowflakes. You keep the tie the ground woke shit out of the Giant Kingdom. You don't take that bullshit here. We are Dave Chappelle fans up here.
See, he's looking around as much as people go online to look for research on the internet.
He's looking around was about as much research as you did on this fucking movie.
I didn't know if I could sing this well.
Fucking... Why are we watching this?
Fair warning to everyone, I'm probably going to be banned from the show and from now after this podcast.
You're fired! Now, in order to gain access to back on this podcast, you have to join the Kiss My Ass Club.
Oh, hey, it's George Harrison.
Yeah, change the subject.
Be sure to watch my special on Netflix, or sorry, on Disney Plus. I was in the Beatles.
I don't know what that was. Bede, you have to become a Miz fan, otherwise you're not back on this podcast.
But I am a Miz fan. I like making fun of them.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to.
Speaking of the Beatles documentary, Marcy, that's a much better film than this. Have you watched any of that yet?
I have not yet. It is on the list to watch.
We watched like the first 40 minutes of it, and I feel so bad for George Harrison in it because both anytime he tries to suggest anything, both John and Paul are like, "Shut up, George! You're lucky we let you in the Beatles."
Yeah.
Everyone knows that George was the best one.
Excuse me, Ringo was the best one.
Well, that is true. He was the first.
He narrated Thomas the Tank Engine. Enough said.
He was in Caveman. That's a movie we have to do on this show.
Actually, I was scrolling through Tubi last night, and I did see Caveman on Tubi.
We are doing that movie on. We are doing that movie on here. I love that movie.
Now say, honey, why don't you put your head on here so I can test out this contraption?
Yeah, what is... What? Oh, my God.
Is he basically just going to leave that there, hoping that Jack just goes right under it and then drop it? I mean, I'm pretty sure...
You know what? You told me this week that Puss in Boots from the Canon Group is back on Tubi.
Yes.
When it's my pick again, we're fucking watching that. And that movie is a piece of shit, but compared to this movie, that film is a fucking the best film ever fucking made. Done. Alright.
Oh, great, now I'm singing again.
This is like something out of like Cannibal the Musical, where it's like, oh, everyone listen to me.
This is like being in a fucking torture chamber.
Marcy, this is a movie that they showed to prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
This is like if I were decapitated, then time rewound itself, and I got decapitated, and then it rewound again. So I was just constantly on a loop of getting decapitated for a year. That's what this film is.
Here, have a leg.
Well, that's all he can offer her.
Basically, does this movie...
His ass all day.
I just want to know if there are giant cows up in the clouds here. Play me the greatest music of all time, which of course is everything that's from country. Nothing from those hippy-dippy Dixie chicks. I want real country music.
Jesus.
What can I say? Anti-vax conspiracy theory guy is very pissed off at the moment.
Apparently. Does he have a tinfoil hat he can wear?
Yes.
Can he get the tinfoil off the harp?
Yes.
Is it meant to be playing?
Yeah, you can see the
No, you can't. No, you can't. Look, Batch is peaced out. He's fallen asleep. This movie sucks.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He wakes up just to be like, allegedly. Clearly I'm not yelling enough. Seriously.
Should be playing like Enter Sandman.
See you later.
What was that?
It's that green screen again.
That mixed with Beats Metallica. Batch is totally going on his fucking Xbox now. He's peaced out, man.
I will admit, around the 20-minute mark, I was starting to feel bad. But I'm like, now I'm not.
I hate you. I really do.
Well, I love you guys. I really do.
I hate you.
Oh, I had a dream that the Liberals were trying to take over government.
He got hit by the vaccine.
I got hit by the vaccine.
Marcy, come over to me on this show. We're still going to start To Be Fair right now.
Yes.
We're going to watch a different movie.
Yes. We're going to go on To Be Fair.
We're going to do real movies.
Yeah, we're going to do real movies, bitch.
Actually, just kidding. We're going to do the same term.
It's just going to be this movie, but the 90-minute longer version.
That harp doesn't have... it does. Okay. I was like, that doesn't have strings on it now, but it does.
He broke the strings on the harp.
What is the harp doing?
It's worthless now.
What is it doing? Look.
He tried to get out the beanstalk with the harp.
This movie
so hard.
This movie has 15 minutes left. If I don't see an ice cream bunny...
Old still kid, I'm going to pee on you!
Spoiler alert, there is no
there never was an ice cream bunny.
The ice cream
what
bunny.
What is he wearing?
Who is this guy?
What is that?
He's dressed up like wood.
There's a lot of vests in this movie.
I know. See my vest.
You
see my
need
vest.
To wear that.
I like how his vest has rings on it.
What is that?
I don't know. And where did those flowers come from? They're different from what we saw before.
I don't like this movie. Why are we watching this? Why?
See, I want the judges to stomp the shit out of the house.
I want something to happen.
This is the weirdest prequel to Attack on Titan. Oh my gosh, Jack's committing murder! Oh! the giant! He was a human size when he fell down!
He was human size!
God damn you, Bean.
That counts as the mannequin falling off a balcony.
His head fell off, maybe.
And Jack's like, thanks everybody, I just killed the giant and I committed murder.
And we're going to listen to the harp.
The giant fell 2 feet, he's just literally standing up right now, and then it should just end with like a big like boot on the house.
Yes. Oh my god. Who are these
people coming from? Yes.
This is everyone that came into the house in Virginia.
Why did George Harrison just walk into the house?
That kid looked like Charlie Bucket.
And look, they're sitting in a chair. Christopher Walken literally just tripped over the giant.
The giant is like this big now. What? You have to wear that outfit, B.
I am going to wear that outfit. He can't even see Sonny in the chair in the background.
That guy's face looks so angry while he's singing.
He's like, fucking wanna be in this movie with these
it's
fucking
the guy
nerds.
With the fucking weird hair.
Is it done yet?
Ugh.
No. How many minutes are left, Barsi?
Fucking ad! 58:36. We have 12 minutes left. Where is the ice cream bunny?
You know, one day I would love to do like a live show in front of a crowd.
Yes. We're going to do that, and we're going to do it at the convention.
Yes.
Or we're going to rent out one of the studios here and do that.
I think I'm calling it now, so everyone who's listening, we are going to set up a special To Be Tuesdays like Discord server. We are going to do episode 50 live, so you can watch us do it live, and you can join in on the chat, and I'll work out how to do all that because we still have a few weeks.
And we're back, and what's the time, Marcy?
58:43.
Oh, as you can see, kids, that story was a complete waste of time.
My imagination is so shit.
It wasn't even a real fucking hand.
Hello, doggy.
Get him, dog. Get him. Get Santa.
I'm never going to use the dog.
She looks a bit too old to be a children.
She's a hard 14.
She's a hard Canadian 30, mate.
Yeah, is this where it becomes a porn now, babe?
Ew.
Yeah, her boob is going to burst open from the top and it'll become fucking cry havoc.
Well, I hope she doesn't. I'm just scared that a red rocket is going to pop out any second there.
Well, we've already had the donkey and the cow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god. Where's the ice cream bunny?
Where is the ice cream bunny? Where is it?
Everybody, let's get out of this movie! There's the ice cream bunny!
The ice cream bunny's a sex act.
Oh.
So Santa Claus and the ice cream bunny.
When he gets the shocking dark, isn't it? I can't do it.
It's the reverse shocking dark. That's the ice cream bunny.
They just reused footage of the kids running away from Santa Claus from earlier.
Yeah, probably. So, he's stripping! He's got a strip! He's taking his belt off! Bean is going into those sexy thermals you like!
Oh my gosh, he's gonna look like a gnome! He is ready for gnome!
Yeah, and he's getting ready to watch some porn. That's his porn watching out.
It's time for me to do a ho-ho jerk off!
Ew! And he's asleep.
And he's spent. Oh, wait a second. There's a car.
Is this the ice cream bunny?
I hope so.
Is this the ice cream bunny?
I hope it's the ice cream bunny. It's gotta be.
It is! What?
Look at the costume!
It looks like Lamb Chop!
It's Lamb Chop with ears. It's long bunny ears.
I just want the ice cream bunny to blow him away. Just pull out a shotgun. The end credits.
I wish.
Don't worry, kids. I'll take out that pervy Santa Claus for you.
Why does it sound like that?
Because that's what the ice cream bunny sounds like. Oh.
I don't like this. The dog keeps getting in the way of the car.
And Santa Claus is like...
They did this all in one take, so...
Where are they?
Where are we?
Is that a theme park? Where is this?
I don't know. They apparently went on the set of George A. Romero's The Amusement Park.
I'm done. Bye, guys.
Peace out, Matt. He's gone. He's done. He's spent.
No. Oh, no. I have broken everyone on this podcast. Just when you think I couldn't get the lowest of the low, I discovered this movie.
I hate you. I really do. They were literally, like, in the middle of nowhere, and now they're at a carnival. Now they're back in the middle of nowhere!
So they basically, the carnival was there the entire time, and they were more interested to go and save Santa Claus.
Bede, Troll 2 has better continuity than this movie ever could have. And we're just seeing the same scene again!
Oh, my sex buddy has arrived!
I'm back under protest.
It was a Christmas protest.
It was Christmas.
Why? They're not even on the road! Where are they?
Why?
They're on the
What's with the again! Why is there a sign for...
The dog was right there with Santa.
Look at that out. Look at that costume.
I'm telling you, it looks like Lamb Chop.
Look out. Oh, look out, kids. We're going to get bombed.
Why is there a siren?
This is the weirdest. This is the weirdest prequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Oh, better put on back on my clothes so no one sees my Santa junk. Oh,
this is the weirdest prequel to Santa's Little Helper.
I know.
I have no words. I have no words.
Somewhere in the world, Mick Foley is watching this movie 24/7.
I hope he's never seen this, and I hope he never does. If you love Christmas, never watch this movie.
Or if you do, let's watch it with our commentary.
No, just listen to the podcast. You don't need to watch the movie.
See, this is dangerous. All those kids are on the back of the truck without any seatbelts and no helmet. So if they hit like a pothole or stuff, and they're going to all go flying.
And as we've established, they're just driving through anything.
Exactly.
It's taking them 20 minutes to get there.
It's going down the side road. If we see the dog, they're just reusing footage. Oh, wait, there's the dog right there.
No, he's in the car now.
And the dog's like, help! Help! I don't want to be here!
It is. I don't like this.
But why is he called an ice cream bunny?
There's no ice cream anywhere.
Is he made out of ice cream?
No, because he would have melted. What? Why is this a movie? Why are we watching this?
They're taking forever to get here. And Batch is asleep. Out of protest.
I'm planning my revenge, bead.
Well, you have to wait a couple of episodes.
Just wait till next week. I've been saving this one for months.
Everyone check out my junk. Oh.
Ew. Hi. Is that it? Is that the movie?
Hi Santa.
Can we call it?
Is it done? Better? Is this finished? Is it done? What are we doing?
Is the ice cream bunny going to be the one who's going to pull Santa's sleigh?
He's going to pull now something.
Fight to the death.
Christmas versus Easter, the final showdown.
He's called it the ice cream bunny.
Okay, I'm just going to say it right now. We only need one more subscriber for me to wear the ice cream bunny outfit.
I might subscribe twice just for that.
Ah, it winked! It winked! And it's awkward!
I don't like this!
Ice cream bunny was having a stroke.
And then we find out it was Chris Hansen all along. It was a trap to get Santa.
Ew, even the dog doesn't like the ice cream bunny. That dog has not stopped barking at all.
It looks like he's trying to have sex with him. I don't like this.
I don't like that it's blinking. Stop it.
Is this movie finished yet?
Can we go back to the Giant Kingdom?
There's 3 minutes left.
Can I go back to when I was not born?
Can I go into a multiverse where, in a timeline where this movie never existed?
Yeah.
Look at that eyelid! It's still blinking! The eye is broken now!
Well, they probably stole the costume.
This ice cream bunny costume only cost $5.
I don't like this.
And these kids are not amused.
I don't like this. I really don't.
I'm turning my camera.
Peace out.
That's where I'm at in this movie. Yep. No, I'm still here. and says,
"Peace out."
I don't like this.
Oh, wait a second. I now kept thinking, like, why the ice cream buddy reminded me of someone who's reminding me of Charles Bronson. Hey, Santa, it's Charles Bronson, bunny.
Oh, winked again. I don't like it.
I'm going to have to shoot you now.
I don't like this.
Oh, wait, so there was a crank?
Wait.
Or is that...
What?
No, wait, that's... No, that's not... That's for the truck.
Oh. Oh, is he just taking him in the truck?
Oh, well, that, I guess that problem was solved. Right. Oh, fuck off, children! You're all getting coal! Oh, ho, 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 ho. You are not gonna help! Oh, ho, ho. And for all those watching this movie, suckers! Oh, ho, ho, ho,
ho. We were ripped off! We're gonna get you, Santa Claus!
This is 70 minutes of my life that I'm never getting back. You owe me.
I apologize.
No, you don't. Guess who's getting... Guess who's getting fucking nothing for Christmas? Bead!
Yeah. Yeah.
And, oh yeah, Tom and Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, they're still in this movie. And they're like, what the fuck did we just watch?
How is this not finished yet?
We're almost there, Marcy. There's about 40 seconds left.
Oh my god.
It's still too long.
This is like an eternity. And it's only seconds.
Hey everyone, let's wreck Santa's sleigh and sell it for parts.
I want that sleigh to explode and kill all these kids.
I want something to happen. Oh my god, come on.
Oh!
It just disappeared, okay.
Wait, what? It vanished? Wait, so basically Santa Claus had the power to descend the sleigh and teleportation powers? So he this whole time was for nothing?
Yep.
That bastard.
It's over and back now. This whole movie could have been avoided if Santa just called a fucking Uber.
Driven by the ice cream buddy. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But yes,
that was Santa and the ice cream buddy, and Marcy and Batch survived it. Me, on the other hand, I was just laughing hysterically.
I don't think I'm alive.
Yes, I can see the anger in both your eyes.
Now, if you want to send hate mail to Bede, please send us an email at thesupernetworksm@gmail.com. Thank you.
Also, send us a review on the podcast, as well as whoever you would listen to this podcast, because we hear your reviews of this terrible train wreck.
Exactly.
Bede, because you made us sit through this, you can do all the where can you find us this week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Marcy is so angry at me right now. Yep. I don't know how to take that. I feel slightly amused and upset.
Bede, where can people find us on the internet?
I'm looking. Give me a second.
He doesn't even remember. Jesus.
All right. If people want to find us on the internet, they can find all of our work over at supermarcy.com, and they can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/bejamine, and of course you can follow Marcy at twitter.com/supermarcy, and of course you can follow the official Super Network Twitter account at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork, and you can also find all of our podcasts, including the 2B Tuesdays podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So we're pretty much everywhere. And if you're a fan of the show, please leave a rating and also a review. And if you do, we'll read your reviews on the show. And yes, I think that so find the 2B Tuesdays podcast everywhere and all good podcast streaming platforms. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You find me every Tuesday at Webtales, a Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier review the classic episodes of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Follow me on my socials at multiverse5@gmail.com, as well as Pop4D on the Twitter. And follow me on Batch at Pop4D at the TikTok.
Also, you can follow the Super Network at TikTok as well. And yes, that's the end of this episode and most likely my life and hosting duties on this podcast. Look out for next week. Look, next week's episode when the podcast will be doing Marcy's pick, and we might have a new co-host since I'll probably be fired after this podcast.
Yes, next week we are going to watch a movie and it features one of the guys on our Hall of Fame. Guess which one? I'm not telling you now. See you next Tuesday, folks.
See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Fuck you, Bede!
God damn you, Bede.
Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Who will set old man free? Who will give me a helping hand and get my sleigh out of the sand? My reindeers left me sitting here. It was just too hot for them, I fear. My predicament lacks its usual cheer, because Christmas Day will soon be here. Who will help me? Who will set me free? If my friends knew where to find me, they would be here. 1, 2, 3. So here I sit, patiently, stuck in the sand. Oh, woe is me, looking and waiting for someone to get my sleigh out, for day is done.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.